This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:05 and this part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. Hit it, Brink. Come on, baby. You can make this happen. Entercom 12K a day giveaway here at the Alice.
Did I just get your attention, Vin?
I do love pork chops, man.
You do?
Yes.
I always thought that was like, oh, man, how am I going to get through this dinner?
Really?
Oof.
Well, you can't overcook them, and you got to make sure you got applesauce.
Well, the applesauce was the only thing that made that night bearable. Fill up on applesauce.
Pork chops.
Otherwise, I'm going to bed hungry because you know how that goes.
You don't like pork?
I didn't say I don't like pork. I don't like pork chops.
Well, a lot of times they're pretty dry.
They're dry and bogus.
No, you got to cook them the right way.
Boo.
I'm not saying I know how to cook them, but you know, when you get a good pork chop, it's like, oh, this is, I see what all the hubbub is about.
By the way, I can't help but mention this right now because I found it on my iPad, and
yes,
it may go away. It's one of the reasons why this is not the best tool for the job we do.
Right.
so, I mean, I'll have a thing and be ready to tell the story. So this is from the New York Post. It's about The Bachelor.
Uh-huh.
Have you found this article yet?
Is it the one about the STDs and
yes,
the screening process that they go
yes
through?
Yes, okay.
But feel free. But
no, no, no.
We can talk about it right now. I'd be totally fine with that. It's hilarious what these people go through.
Let's hear it.
Well, I was going to just have her print it for you. I didn't know if you wanted to do it.
We already printed it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. Let's start with that.
I may have lost
you. It doesn't matter. I do have it. Hold on. It's somewhere in here.
What's it about?
That headline, though, the STD that... This is the headline. The STD that keeps most contestants from competing on The Bachelor. So, I'm on that. And got to see, what is that?
Yeah.
So I had to read through the story a ways to find that it's herpes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And often, after the medical tests, they're the ones that are telling this person for the first time that they have it. So they say, not only can you not compete on our show, but you should go see your doctor. Which is, you can't do that to someone, can you?
I think that is what needs to happen. Right? They go through a battery of mental tests.
Right, but you need to tell the person right then and there, you've got herpes. That's why you're not coming on our show.
I think it's enough to say,
You need to go see.
You're not coming on the show, and the reason why is you need to go see your doctor.
Do you think that the doctor says, like, why were you direct? Oh, The Bachelor. Okay, you've got herpes.
Yeah.
Like, you think they know?
Yeah.
They're already down.
Mm-hmm.
Or do they go to their doctor? Like, not their personal doctors. I wouldn't go to my physician. I would go to the company's
doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You've already seen the TV. You've seen the TV doctor, and then they say, I'm sorry, you're not going to be a part of our show.
Uh-huh.
Off you go to your own doctor.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Sorry. You're a great candidate, but you're diseased.
Crunch.
Oh,
I know.
I'm saying it's
not bad. 25% of the population has it or is a carrier. And that's what they're saying. These people don't even know that they have it. But that's what they're saying. You can't be on our
Everybody's
show.
Everybody's got something, man.
Sure.
Yeah,
I've got
so
a
true
bum hip. I can't sit
oh
still
my God
for 5 minutes.
Hey. Stop it.
Everyone, go to the Alice.
I need a like a lazy boy chair for the meeting if I were ever to get through that thing.
Oh, there's we'll get just, you a
what's
lazy
a massager?
Boy chair?
No, well, he needs the massager part of the chair.
What
too
are you? What?
The massage chair.
Whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to disqualify me from meeting.
I'll bet you
today
there's a massage chair in this building somewhere that can be brought to the meeting.
Go to the Alice973 Instagram. We did a video of Vinny running down the hallway with
his
bum hip. It's an important video.
I was actually jumped while going to the bathroom is how that happened. But anyway, interesting. That's what caught my eye, and I just couldn't help but zoom in on that and find the... Oh, it's herpes. Wow. Yeah.
I haven't watched last night's episode because it's on so late.
Was that the finale or is tonight the finale?
Is there one tonight? Because if it's on tonight, then it's the finale. They're down to, as far as I know, they're down to three. And then they were going to do the fantasy suites tonight. On last night's show. And then tonight, I guess, will be the winner. But I guess on Saturday night, they had the Women Tell All special.
Mm-hmm.
And they made some allusion to something that happens that they can't believe he did. That I guess these people who got kicked off the show weeks ago know about. I guess through word of mouth, through the people, you know, all still being in contact on this. Like, something big went down. Either on last night or tonight's show.
I don't think it's on tonight. I was looking at the TV reminders thing. So I must have saw it yesterday.
Well, I don't know if last night could be the... Yeah, so it must be last night's show, and then there's one more whenever the finale is.
So what's the big thing?
I don't know what the big thing. That's what I'm saying.
It's going to be a two-part finale.
Oh. Turns out he has herpes.
But he did something.
Yeah, something horrible. This girl's like, I just don't know how you can live with yourself after doing this thing you did, which I can't say much about. And then Chris is like, yeah, what you're talking about, this thing that went down, that'll be revealed. And the whole audience is like, what? What happened?
Nice cliffhanger.
Yeah, really good one.
Monday and Tuesday.
It is tonight.
No, next week.
Oh, Monday and Tuesday of next week. Got
it. Is it normal for him to tell two girls that he loves them? Because I saw some kind of headline this morning about...
I don't think that's normal. I mean, it seems like that's going to be a problem, but, you know, what do I know? That happened. Ben did that. He told two girls that he loved them. And then had to, you know, the one girl's like, oh, great, I win. And then she didn't win. So she was really sad.
Someone
says, a lot of crying.
650 says he dumps the person he chooses and goes back to his second choice.
Oh, that's great. Jake Pavelka did that too seasons ago.
He proposed to Becca. Then afterward, when the show was over, he dumped her for the runner-up.
Oh. Don't. Now you're spoiling it.
It's all right. I forgive you.
Thank you, Hooman.
Becca's the one. Becca is the right one for him.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. I tell you, he's going to go for this Lauren chick. She's absolutely beautiful with zero personality and zero
Laura
thoughts in her head.
On The Bachelor?
Lauren.
Look her up, Bryn.
I already am.
Yeah, she's absolutely stunning. She's really beautiful. He's horny as hell for her. But she offers nothing by way of companionship or, like, they're walking around Italy together or Paris. I don't know where they were. There's some beautiful place in Europe. And she's just, he's like.
Is she blonde?
Yeah. Yes. He's like, oh, wow, look at this incredible man. You know, look around you. Look at anything. She's just, like, looking down at her feet, like, not noticing stuff. He'll point something out. She goes, wow, great. I'm like, oh, my God. I would, like, murder her. You don't appreciate this.
That's the hottest chick on The Bachelor this season?
Is it LeBlonde Lauren?
Yes,
she is really hot.
That's the hottest chick.
Let me see. She's not the hottest chick, but she's the hottest one he's got left.
She's the one that's going to win, is what you're saying.
That's my guess.
What's the other chick's name?
Yeah, she's cute.
That's her. She is. She's beautiful.
Her
rig is gorgeous. She's like such a little hottie. Yeah. The other one, Becca?
Her rig, you say.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
What she's driving. Woo-hoo.
Okay.
Top notch. Anyway, there's a big... you said you found this in the Post?
Yes.
They're basically... breaking down not just the STD is the headline here, but they're breaking down the whole process of how they put this thing together and what they do in the house. And it's pretty funny. I guess there's a guy, the supervising producer, who motivates the other producers with cash. Like, he has a wad of $100 bills in his pocket, and anytime they get something good out of a contestant, he's handing those out. Like, the first guy to make this person cry or to capture the, you know, the make sure that they kiss, or I don't know, two chicks in
or
Skippy.
Throw up.
Sure, yeah, right. The first person who gets caught barfing on camera. They actually, they say here, the conditions in the Bachelor Mansion set the stage for a chaotic, stressful environment. Contestants sleep 12 to a room in bunk beds. They aren't allowed to leave the property, listen to music, read books or magazines, work out, or catch up on the news. It's part of a well-designed producer strategy called The Bubble. Inside the bubble, all that matters is the show. And then how to get into the bubble is the what this story is about.
And makes sense. That's what they do on Big Brother, right? They completely isolate them. They won't let them. They did let the celebrities have stuff, though.
What did, were they tweeting? What was happening?
They had an iPad. Yeah. I saw Mark listening to music.
Yeah.
At one point, and I think that they must have limited their use.
And they clearly had unlimited access to booze, which is a new thing for that show. Apparently, in the past, they've limited how much they can consume. And they even showed a clip of them making all their special requests. Like, hey, can we get this? Can we get that?
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's just in one of the little roundups.
Well,
anyway.
I guess celebrities get a different deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't want any more of them to quit the show because they're right. sick of being in there. Can I get you something? Anyway, it's an interesting article. It's really long, so I'm not going to read you the whole thing. But if you're interested in the process and the STDs on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, the New York Post has it. Ryan Seacrest is in some hot water here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This, you know, I want to say we heard about this briefly a month or two ago because he came, maybe more, I want to say it was like in November. He actually came out and said, you know, there's some baseless accusations that are being made from someone who worked for me 10 years ago. And this is ridiculous, but we're doing an investigation. And then Eve apparently did do an investigation because he was part of the E! News family. He produces 1,000, but he was already, these things that happened that this woman's alleging are from around 2006. So while I guess he was still part of the E! News family, he was a producer for all the Kardashian shows, and he was doing American Idol at that point, so it wasn't like he was only working at E! News. This woman was hired as his personal stylist in 2006. Her name is Susie Hardy. She says that she worked for him until 2013, and when she was complaining to HR, shortly afterwards she lost the gig. And she had been working there since 06. She says she endured abuse for years out of concern over being able to provide for her daughter. He subjected her, according to this Susie Hardy, to years of unwanted sexual aggression, grinding his happiness, his...
Happiness?
Is that.
His smile?
No.
His lower smile.
His excitement against her. While wearing only underwear, groping her lady area.
Oh, like dry humping.
Yes.
Can you say that?
Sure. Yeah. That sounds like what it is. He would dry hump against her. And this happened regularly, apparently. He groped her lady parts and then at one point slapped her ass so hard that it left a welt visible hours later. She said... finally, she reported some of his actions to Human Resources, and that's when her employment ended. So Variety got a copy of this letter in November, and they're doing an expose on this. So while he thought, oh, we did this internal investigation, and he found nothing improper, it happened improper. And plus, I'm Ryan Seacrest the whole time, the most valuable asset to like 5 different shows. He thought this was going to be over, and now they're about to publish this.
What does Kelly think?
Oh, let's ask her. I'd be thrilled to hear what Kelly thinks. Kelly and Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
The shortest lived.
Is it over already?
I don't know. I mean,
you know, I feel what I've seen is that they're trying so hard. There's really no chemistry there. Hooman, you watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we watch it.
I don't feel
like. Did you like Michael Strahan more?
I didn't really like him too much. There's other co-hosts that we had thought were going to make it.
I haven't liked the chemistry on that show since, I hate to say it, Regis and Kathy Lee were on it. Yeah. I actually thought that they had something that.
Well, they seem like real friends and they had known each other for years. I just feel like everyone else is trying too hard.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the Ryan and Kelly thing, or Kelly and Ryan, however you're supposed to say it. Anyway, this woman is, and I mean, there's a million things here that she's alleging. Things like he wanted her to come to, he was interested in her. They had a friend in common, the friend who had gotten her this job with Ryan Seacrest. And that person was like his assistant of some kind. And that person was like, yeah, he's interested in you romantically. And she said, well, I'm not. And I'm a single mom and I just want to work for him. And she kept being asked, Susie Hardy, the person who's alleging this stuff, kept being asked to do various things for him that were like way out of the realm of this 4-hour-a-day stylist job that she supposedly had, going to his house in the middle of the night to help him tie his necktie.
Mm.
She's like, no, I'm not doing that. And the friend goes, just take your daughter. That'll be good protection against him. Okay. No, I think I won't be doing that either.
Wow.
And just, you know, being asked to accompany him to all these things that were just outside her job description. So anyway, there's going to be a big expose about this in Variety, apparently.
I'm actually not that surprised, not because I think I don't even know the dude. I don't listen to his show. I don't watch American Idol, whatever. But anyone who works that much, who's put their entire life from morning till sleep in a work situation,
mm-hmm.
is going to express themselves negatively somewhere through that work day, I would imagine. I don't think that this is the fallout from putting that kind of schedule together. It's not an excuse.
No.
I'm not excusing him. I'm just saying I'm not.
This is terrible behavior if it's true.
I'm not surprised because.
Yeah, he needed some downtime and like a girlfriend.
Right.
You know.
Go on some dates, dude. Hit the beach. Oh, quit.
I don't have time for that. Where's my stylist? I need to rub up against someone.
Quit two of your five jobs and work in a little free time.
Mm. Oh, yeah, well. I don't know why he was so. I have often thought, boy, that dude is the opposite of lazy. Like manic, even to the point of.
Well, there's driven, but I think that, you know, there it is. He's got no place to express himself with friends or girlfriends or
normal outlets that are more important than people give them credit for.
Right.
Yes, career success is very important and clearly more important to some people than others. But having an actual life where you're just you and enjoying the benefits of all the hard work that you've done.
Right.
Don't undervalue that. Ewan McGregor talked about him a little bit yesterday.
Yes.
I guess they're still going out.
I read that too.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead. So she's his co-star on Fargo, which is where they hooked up. And after 22 years of marriage, and I guess she had a 7 or 8 year marriage, and she filed for divorce back in May, which apparently is about when this whole thing started. And he separated from his wife like in November, October maybe. It looks like they are still together. There were, you know, it was a tabloid that reported it yesterday that they'd broken up because everyone's screaming homewrecker at her everywhere she goes. And the other rumor was that he was back in the UK going back to his ex-wife. Not even ex-wife. I mean, they're not divorced. I think he filed like in January for divorce. They've been separated only since late last year. So. Eve Mavrakis is her name. He filed for divorce from her January 19th, citing irreconcilable differences. It looks like they have 4 kids. He's asked for joint custody. Clara, who's 21. Jamyan, who's 16. Jamyan.
Boy, they just don't care if anyone ever says their kid's name
Jamyan.
Right.
Jamyan.
Jamon.
Esther and Anouk. So they have a 21-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 15-year-old, and a 6-year-old. He took his romance with Mary Elizabeth Winstead public in November. They were photographed walking hand in hand in Los Angeles. When he won a Golden Globe for Best Performance by an Actor in a Limited Series or Motion Picture for Television this year for Fargo, he thanked both his girlfriend and his estranged wife. Mm. That's nice.
Boy, artists just get away with whatever they want, don't they? Mm. Especially if you're a man. No one's yelling homewrecker at him, huh?
Apparently not.
All right.
McGregor met his soon-to-be ex-wife on the set of a British TV crime series. It's called Kavanaugh QC. They got married in 1995. She says, it's disappointing and upsetting, but my main concern is our 4 children are okay. She's asking for sole custody with visitation for him. He wants joint custody. And anyway, so that seems to be a straighter version of the story, and I guess Mary Elizabeth Winstead didn't break up with him because people were yelling
homewrecker
at her.
That would suck, though.
Yeah, sure. You feel like a jerk. That's all I have time for, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Success on YouTube.
Oh.
Does it make you rich?
Is Some people it does.
Also, an old person gives advice to 20-year-olds.
Oh.
And cold showers after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is the best of all time. It's even new and improved. It was already the best,
oh my
and then
God.
They improved it.
I don't
it.
Know how they made it better.
You can watch this show at RadioAlice.com. You can find our podcasts, including our special podcast known as The Secret Show.
Ooh.
That's also available through our station's website. So
it's a special podcast.
Go to RadioAlice.com. Right. It's separate from this show.
For dirty people.
We leave this show and we go into three separate studios scattered throughout the third floor. And then we broadcast as best we can with the broken equipment that's available to us.
Oh, stop it.
It's awesome. You're going to love it. Here's what's happening. So I found a stock that's worse than Snap, everyone.
Oh, my God. Oh, congratulations. Yay. How much did you buy?
I didn't buy any.
I'm actually warning you right now.
Are you sure you're not thinking about it? Hoping.
I don't. You know, I don't set out to find myself losing on the stock market.
Nobody does,
It was an accident.
Sarah needs to buy it, then sell it. Then everyone else will make money.
Right, exactly. Right. As soon as I sell it, it goes through the roof. Yep.
Plastic straw makers are bracing for bans. This isn't just... So the news that just broke is Malibu, down south. Malibu has banned single-use plastic straws, stirrers, and cutlery. The city council voted yesterday to stop its use starting January 1st. The mayor said it's an effort to stop plastic pollution, which we know often ends up in the oceans.
Right.
And even if it ends up in the trash,
it never breaks down.
Right. What am I thinking? Landfill. Even if it ends up in the landfill, it does not break down, and it's terrible for the environment. And we've been doing it now for a long time.
Yep.
So it is about time that this ends. Businesses are going to have to switch from plastic single-use straws and cutlery to cutlery made from materials such as paper, wood, and bamboo. So I saw that story there in Malibu and said, let me take a look at this.
Yeah,
I wish they'd get rid of the paper cups and lids, too.
The European Union is planning that all of its participating countries will be doing this, hopefully by summer. They plan it outlining single-use plastics by this summer. That's great news.
It is.
So what are the options? They said wood, bamboo, paper?
Mm-hmm.
For the cutlery.
And the straws also, I've seen paper straws that are, they're rigid, but they're made from paper.
Right.
Yeah.
And they work.
You know, a lot of times though, the stuff that's made from paper and you think it's paper and but it has a plastic coating on it. Like even a paper cup has plastic coating and that stuff is just as bad. It doesn't break down and it's a film. Mm. It's almost worse.
I can't speak to that. I don't know.
There's a documentary called Bag It. And that is eye-opening, heartbreaking, depressing, and not uplifting in any way.
Go see
and it tells you how far down this road we are, how bad it is.
Talk about the fish.
I don't want to talk about
the
fish.
About the
I don't
fish.
Want
well,
to
don't
tell
us about the
stuff.
Fish, but the truth is that we're starting to see the turn, and hopefully this is, you know, just this year. The European Union's hoping to get this in place by summer. We're seeing other cities get started with it, and it's an absolute.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do it, and we need to get rid of the plastic bags, too.
We should carry our own little cup around with us.
I have been seeing less bags on the freeway. Do you guys know it's weird that when you're traveling on the freeway, there's plastic bags everywhere? I've actually been seeing less bags. I've
well, there's
taken
less of them out there, right? I mean, certainly we're in the habit now of... I mean, I grab my bags before I go to the supermarket. I think most people have come around to that. You actually feel like an idiot when you don't.
Couple things under the arm, a couple things under this arm. What can I cram in my pocket? This is going in the front of my pants. No, I don't need a bag. Thanks. I just can't remember my bags every time, but I will try to carry it out if I can.
Right. Well, in worst case scenario, get a paper bag and then you can reuse that.
Right.
If you remember to.
I'll be back for this thing.
I'm going to make two trips.
Yeah. Sorry. So anyway, that's great news. Far too late, but at least we're working
on
it.
One small step toward being more sustainable.
YouTuber. You know, kids were asked. Let me find this. I didn't plan on starting with it, so give me a second. Kids were asked. Oh, here it is. 1 in 3 British kids between the ages of 6 and 17. You have to imagine this is across most countries in the world. But 1 in 3 British children, 6 to 17, were asked what they wanted to be when they grow up. And they answered, a full-time YouTuber. 1 in 3.
Oh, well, that's where we're at.
That's 3 times as many as those that wanted to become a doctor or a nurse.
Yeah, this is
I want to be a YouTuber.
This is becoming because the kids sit and watch YouTube as though it's TV. It's just this one short clip after the other. You know, there's always something. Hey, oh my God, I want to show you this thing on YouTube. Like, okay. And then you sit down and then, oh, that reminds me of this other thing. They got this whole thing going on and that's all they watch and that's what they just want to be YouTube famous.
Becoming a YouTuber is the new Hollywood. Mm. It's the hope and dream of the young.
Yep. I want to be famous. I want to be a YouTuber.
What does your kid watch on YouTube, Vinny?
Oh, my
the
kid?
The egg thing still?
Well, we've got her off the videos now. We're actually, the only time we hand her the pad anymore is she can play these learning games. And I had her on this one math one that was actually riveting. I mean, I'm terrible at math, but I was able to work a lot of, let me see if I can find it.
What's it called?
It's called Math Tango.
Oh.
And it was great because it rewards her with shiny little things, you know, little diamonds. But we had to do a ton of math problems.
To get a diamond.
In order to get these diamonds
that's great.
Go into the volcano and shoot out a monster.
And you say how
the whole thing.
How old she is or she's working from the very bottom and then the further
you start
you get.
At the beginning, right. And but she's 4. She can't do math at all.
Right.
And I actually think she's got a pretty good memory, but even... So 1 plus 1 is 2. Got it? Yes. Okay. What's 1 plus 1? Just stares at me. I'm like,
is it a diamond that goes in the volcano and gives me a monster? So you're like, winning all these monsters.
Well, we're
for
working
her.
On it together. We're going through, but that's what we're spending our time on. We've gotten us. She was watching these little kids reenact Elsa and Anna for a while there, and it's. Even though we wouldn't give her the iPad in the moments when she did have it,
that's what she would find.
I don't even know
And the crazy
how.
Thing is that you put a pad like that in a kid's hand and they know where all the stuff
they
is.
They maneuver around pretty well. You're right. Anyway, they say 96.5% of all those trying to become YouTubers won't make enough money off the advertising to crack the U.S. poverty line. That's... Most, almost 97%.
Can't all be PewDiePies.
Breaking into the top 3% of most viewed channels could bring advertising revenue of about $16,800 a year.
If you're in the top 3%, you're looking at about 16 grand.
Mm-hmm. You need to be in the top 1%, which is where we get the names PewDiePie, I don't know, Jake Paul, or Zoella.
I don't know.
You don't? Do you know?
Oh, we heard some bad stuff about that guy Jake Paul, right?
Did we?
I thought it was the brother of Jake Paul.
Oh, Aaron Paul.
The top 1% of creators garnered from 2.2 million to 42.1 million views per month in 2016, and those top tier performers make a ton of money off of not only advertising. But they make side money through sponsorships, other deals, and shows.
Right.
Which Miranda Sings is someone you went and saw. So she's obviously got to be in
that. She toured a show, and then she got a show on HBO.
On Netflix.
It got canceled,
yeah.
Well,
two seasons.
We watched it.
Oh, did you watch it? Was it terrible?
I was not a huge fan of it.
You know who was on that show?
Who?
Our old boss's daughter, Julie Nakahara.
Oh, yeah?
She played the young Miranda Sings when she goes back in time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Avery. Her name's Avery.
Oh. Wow. Ding, ding, shame.
So she's going to be a YouTuber herself?
Well, she was on Netflix. She was on the Miranda Sings show on Netflix. I can see if she's got a YouTube channel, but I don't think she does.
Don't they all? Don't all kids have a YouTube channel? You got to have it.
I don't
really know if you got to or not, but...
Does Ya Right have a YouTube channel?
Not that I know of, but, you know, the kid's got a whole secret life going, so... I'm sure he wouldn't exactly be sending me subscribe notices.
Your oldest, though, isn't into that.
I don't think so.
He seems to sort of have a privacy thing going.
Well, they both, yeah, want to... Yeah, I don't think either one of them is on, but I don't know.
I mean, if you were trying to get more views, you'd think you'd go to your mom who has a morning radio show and say...
You'd think so. So maybe they're not.
What does sponsorship cost, Mom, over the breakfast table?
It's too expensive for you, honey.
Well,
you can't afford it.
But you could probably work in a plug for Ya Right, or at least, you know, I'd do it.
I feel like, Vinny, I can't do it. It's a conflict of interest. Can you do it?
Yeah, I'll do it. No problem. A 50-year-old woman's list of life advice for 20-year-olds has been going viral. It's pretty basic.
How old is she?
She's 50.
So she's not old. She's our age. Okay. And we're not old, so.
Huh?
You heard me.
A 50-year-old lawyer in Minnesota posted a list of advice she wishes someone her age had given her when she was 20. Except they probably did, and you wouldn't listen to them.
Just didn't listen.
But that's how that goes.
Yep.
There's nothing too groundbreaking here, but it is making the rounds online, so here's some of the advice. Be kind, or at least courteous to other people. Doesn't really require much effort, and it makes you happier in the end.
Yeah.
So compliment people when you can, and try to be understanding and patient as possible. That's one. Two, don't try to fit in too much or dwell on other people's opinion. I'm working on that with my mind your own business, punk.
Yeah, that is great advice. Just do you.
Yep. Just think of them as suggestions and stay true to yourself. Never stay in a bad relationship. Even if it's hard to leave, it's worth it in the end.
That's a good one.
That is for sure.
People have certainly languished in bad relationships longer than they should.
Don't focus too much on money and remember that all your stuff is replaceable. In the end, it's the people in your life and the relationships you have. Don't make snap judgments about people. You never know the true context of what someone is going through in their life. I do, though. If you throw cigarettes out your window, I've decided you're a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. You know we're in a fire state. Come on.
I'm with you. Don't throw it out the window. Even when I was a smoker, I had to. My own car was disgusting because I wouldn't throw it out the window.
Yeah, maybe you don't have an ashtray, but put it out in the little cup holder.
Just just carry a bottle of water with a little bit of water at the bottom of it.
Don't beat yourself up too much is on the list.
That one's hard.
Do what you can to fix your mistakes, then move on. You know what? And listen, I'll tell you something. The surgery that people are putting themselves through, okay, some noses are mistakes, but some are just a little big. Keep it.
Yeah.
That's so crazy how many people. There's a lady who came to, I don't know. Lady came to, I'll just call her some lady. I actually know her name anyway. She lives in Fresno, for crying out loud. No offense, Fresno.
In the nose?
But you're Fresno, right?
Uh-huh.
She's like Botoxing all over her head, and I'm like, why?
She won't get wrinkled.
You're 50, and you live in Fresno. What are you trying
to... Give up already. Your life sucks.
No, I mean, be healthy. Take care of yourself.
Just be ugly.
But you're actually spending money on Botox?
People are doing it.
But that just, I mean, so we're talking, it's happening at the highest level all the way down to Fresno.
Yep.
Oh, come on.
As he laughs.
I'm just saying, lighten up on yourself for crying out loud. This face surgery is too much.
Maybe she's hot looking for Fresno.
Yeah, maybe she's like happening in Fresno.
No, it's not happening.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you just shook your head.
What? I looked back at my story.
No, that was... Okay.
We'll keep your secret.
Oh, my God. I just got framed, by the way, everyone.
No.
I think you made that frame. You jumped into it.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't beat yourself up too much. Do what you can to fix your mistakes, then move on again.
That one's a hard one.
Some noses are just big. Doesn't mean you have to. Although I saw one the other day on one of those ice skaters, and I went, oh, that's why people get nose surgery. That's awful. The poor girl. It was, you know, the
what
one.
What country was she from?
I don't know, but holy smokes.
So you would approve of that nose
job? No, well, this one was.
Let's shave that down,
it
honey.
It was shocking.
Oh.
Maybe she hit the ice at some point and broke her nose up.
I'll see if I can find it, and then maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong, but.
I don't know. I think an interesting schnoz is not a bad thing.
It can be, yeah.
A lot of times people like Ashley Simpson used to have just a wicked schnoz, like mm-hmm. just a big, round, Roman nose, terrible-looking thing. And when you looked at her from the front, she looked pretty and regular. And from the side, she looked interesting and totally different. And then she got her nose fixed, and now she looks like every other blonde bimbo in
Hollywood.
She's
hard to recognize. When still to this day, when I see a picture, I'm like, who is that?
You know who else did that? Jennifer Grey, the chick from Dirty Dancing.
It's exactly the same, to the same effect, which made her invisible.
Yeah.
Right. She said it ruined her career because no one could recognize
her.
Yeah. Well, and where did Ashley Simpson go?
Yeah, she got married.
Married
and
babies.
Yeah.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I'm confused, says 415. I thought Seacrest was gay. Is it a guy he's harassing?
No, it's a girl. I mean, I have no idea what his sexuality is. I'm going to guess based on these stories. And he used to date Julianne Hough. And
yeah, he's got a girlfriend right now,
straight.
Actually.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm.
They must use that term loosely because how do you date anybody with the schedule that dude keeps?
Maybe you go with him.
Yeah, I guess so. Like, your date is actually on the plane or something.
Her name is Shayna Taylor.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What does she do?
She hot?
I'm
sure she is.
Blondie.
Yeah, she's hot. She knows how to cook.
Oh.
She has an Instagram account called My Bikini Kitchen.
Oh, that's fun.
She's a model, of course. She's very pretty.
Well, good for you, Ryan.
She's close with her family.
Likes walks
what
the
are
beach.
Her? Yeah, what are her likes and dislikes?
That model thing too. That's just bunk. I mean, that's. I'm a chrome dome model. What is that? Now I am one because I said so.
She
right?
loves dogs.
Or you model on I mean, Instagram?
Sarah models her own haircuts. Look
that
at her.
That is true.
I just cut this. Look at me.
Hey, I did not cut this. I'm going to cut it soon though. It's getting long.
I know.
You wait for the haircut.
Well, you're starting to do this stuff again.
Yeah. Right. Get it out of my eyes.
Thank you, Sarah, for your comments about Lauren on The Bachelor. She is completely void of personality. And P.S. Oh, I can't say that part. That was a spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Don't
Shame on you, 707. You almost tricked me into getting in trouble, which, by the way, Yuzette must have said something because 510 says, damn it, Yuzette.
I know. People are mad at me right now. Sorry.
Someone else.
I don't watch the show, so I didn't know it was a spoiler.
Yeah, don't worry. Anyway, it's fine.
Wrote in and called Yuzette names.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that. You guys, like, really, if you're that invested in The Bachelor, like.
What?
Like, go find something else to do
with
your time.
Just move to the no and get a nose job. And
not sorry.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I'm going to start with. Hold on. There's a big festival that's coming to Oakland. That I think you should know about.
Yeah.
Also, Bitcoin stories. A couple of those. Famous people and their Bitcoin misadventures after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.